I was a Tums addict. Worked 60 hours a week with something going on every night, and I felt sick. The small white antacid tablets were supposed to be my fix-all. But after a few weeks, they didn't help much. So I asked our family doctor to run some tests. "Dave, there's nothing physically wrong with you," he told me. "But doctor," I protested, "my stomach feels like a roller coaster." "Dave, your problem is stress. You must slow down." That day, I first learned how my personality type could take me for a spin. I'm what the medical world calls a type A personality. How about you? Are you highly competitive? Do you feel compelled to finish a task once you start? Are you impatient in supermarket lines? Do you try to do 5 things at one time? Does work consume your thoughts? Do you walk fast and eat fast? If you answered yes to one or more of these, you probably belong to the type A club. That's okay. After all, type A people know how to get things done. But there's a downside. Take it from a former Tums addict. A type A personality can cause unbearable stress leading to heart disease. But there's hope. We can drastically cut our risk of heart attacks by changing our behavior. Now, I don't mean changing your personality type. That's God-given for a purpose. But how you focus that drive is your responsibility. The place to start focusing is on your soul. Take time to allow your soul to catch up with your body. I tend to find myself honking at my own taillight. My body wants to leap into action, but my soul is unprepared, especially in this fast-paced culture. Chuck Swindoll calls it the age of the half-read page, the quick hash and the mad dash, the bright night with the nerves tight, the plane hop with the brief stop, the lamp tan in a short span, the brain strain and the heart pain, the cat naps until the spring snaps, and the fun's gone. Isaiah 40:31 reminds us that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Friend, carve out time each day to wait on the Lord in prayer and Bible reading. Invest a few minutes, but don't be surprised if an hour passes. You'll find strength and refreshment in your daily walk of discipleship. For the Navigators, I'm Dave Kraft.